Hey there, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you 365 days a year, anchored by the Word of God. Today, we're reading from the New Living Translation of Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. It reads, I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. Mind if I pray for you? Father, thank you that you have given us the kind of love that overflows. When Jesus, when you met the woman at the well, you talked about this living water, these rivers of living water that she would never, ever have to thirst again. So Lord, I just pause today and I take a drink and I take another drink and I'm so satisfied and I'm so grateful that you are the living water. You're also the one who takes away the sin of this world, and I bow in humble adoration for you. And I pray that this kind of love that you have for me and you have for those who are listening today, I pray that it would be like that fountain of water springing up, and that we would be such a vessel of that water, of that living water, that people wouldn't be able to contain themselves, that they would want to know what's different about us. And Lord, maybe we've experienced difficulties where our love feels like it's stopped. Our love has grown cold, and maybe that love toward you has grown cold. Maybe we have become bitter, or we have what's called fallow ground. And it's time to break up that fallow ground and to seek you. So where we've become hard, I pray for a tenderizing of our heart. Where we have become stubborn, I pray that you would soften us. And Lord, our relationships with others is often a reflection of our relationship with you, and vice versa. Our relationship with you is a reflection on our relationship with others. And we need both. We need to love you and to love others. So I pray, Lord, that you would help us see what it means to love you. And that almost always means that tricky thing called obedience. So Lord, today show us clearly where we can obey. And if we have been far from you, help us to look backward to find that place where we got off course and right the wrong of that moment and ask for forgiveness and maybe even confess that sin to somebody else so we can get some freedom. You promise that when we confess in community, like 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just. I've always read that as if I confess my sins, but that is supposed to be a verse spoken in community. And so maybe some of us just need to confess our sins publicly or to a safe person who will hold that tenderly as we look backwards and find maybe where we've stumbled and where we haven't followed you. But Lord, I just thank you that today, in this moment, right now, we can have that beautiful relationship with you. That no matter how far we may have strayed from your love is always there for us now. And in this moment, we can be made new and renewed right now. We don't have to be stuck in the past. We do not have to be living in shame. We do not have to have something hanging over our neck like an albatross. We do not have to live with that dark cloud raining upon us. Instead, we have you reigning as a king over us, and your love is constant, and it is secure, and it is true, and it is there. So overflow us today with your love. Overflow. May it just, it can't contain itself. It's just so great. And help in that receiving of your love today that we would begin to pour it out in sacrifice and in service to others. It says that even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And love looks a lot like sacrifice. After all, isn't that what Jesus did on the cross? And so help us to live that way, in that kind of sacrificial way of pouring out the love that we've received from you onto others, to serve them, to sacrifice for the sake of others. And Lord, I know it seems kind of abstract to just talk about loving the whole world, but let's just start with our families today. Would you give us the strength and the power and the love to live in that resurrection of newness, that we could love the people that are around us today? Help us to love toddlers. Help us to love spouses. Help us to love grandparents. Help us to love frustrating family members. Help us to love friends. Help us to love wayward folks. Help us to love all those folks that you people our lives with. We are desperate without you, dear Jesus, and I pray all of this in your amazing name. Amen. Thanks for listening to Pray Every Day. When life is overwhelming you, just give it to God through prayer. He is listening, my friend.